AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Pope Francis ended a long day in New York City with a mass before 18,000 worshipers at Madison Square Garden. Earlier, he had met with Catholic school children in Harlem and led a prayer service for 9/11 victims' families.
Pope Francis toured Ground Zero as first responders and family members who lost loved ones on 9/11 looked on. He also made remarks calling for world peace during an interfaith service at the Underground Museum.
Give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations.
Pope Francis also got to view the cross-shaped steel beam found amid the wreckage in the days following the terrorist attack. Julie Walker, New York.
Tomorrow, the pontiff leaves New York for a Catholic families rally in Philadelphia. Chinese President Xi Jinping is winding up his visit to Washington. He was honored with a lavish state dinner at the White House. The Obama administration says it has discovered emails that former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton did not turn over as part of her work-related correspondence.
The messages are back and forth with retired General David Petraeus back when he headed the military's U.S. Central Command. They started before Clinton became Secretary of State and continued into her first days on the job. The emails mostly had to do with personnel matters and don't appear to deal with highly classified material, but their existence challenges Clinton's claim that she's handed over all of her work emails. The newly discovered messages will be subject to a Freedom of Information Act review like the rest of her emails. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street in Friday trading. This is AP Radio News. Police in Wilmington, Delaware have released a 911 call about an incident that led to the fatal shooting of a man in a wheelchair who was reportedly armed.
He shot himself, ma'am?
Yes, please, and he still has a gun, please, and he's moving a little bit, but he's got his up. He's on the ground, and he's moving around, and he has a weapon in his hand. Please get somebody here.
All right, ma'am, we're getting officers coming up there right now.
28-year-old Jeremy McDowell died Wednesday. He was shot by police. His mother, though, disputes the police account of the incident. Well, you may have seen this on social media. A Peoria, Arizona police officer was caught on camera allegedly abusing his police dog. An investigation was launched. Well, the department says the officer was trying to correct the dog and stepped on its leash to make the canine heed his commands. It did meet with policy, and officials say the dog was not hurt, although witnesses thought the dog was being kicked. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.